This happened within days of Martin Luther King being assassinated. And that was part of my sense of absolute bleakness. It was like a body blow to millions of us, certainly to me. Anyhow, so he had been killed. I was on this speed trip. I got on this acid, decided that I wanted to live, moved home. And within 2 or 3 weeks of moving home, this friend who had, and as far as I'm concerned, saved my life by doing what he did, was killed in a motorcycle accident. A few weeks later, the night of the California primary of 1968, Robert Kennedy was shot dead. And so in a less than 60-day period, I had these three huge experiences that changed my life completely. I was so devastated by my friend's death. I was also devastated by these other two deaths. And what happened that summer was that my friend Carl started visiting me in my dreams. I mean, it was absolutely, this is Carl. I'd wake up from the dream, and I was absolutely convinced that I'd been with him. Absolutely sure. And we talked about his death, and we talked about what he was up to, and he talked about how beyond perfect it was to be where he was and not to worry and not to mourn and, you know, so on and so forth, not to be down because there was nothing bad in any way that was going on for him. And that he recommended that I start celebrating life. So that was a huge, I had been an atheist for several years. I was so down on the Christian, I had a grandmother who was an evangelical Christian and tried scaring me into believing in Jesus and so on. And I reacted very negatively to that. I was being raised in the Unitarian Church by my parents, and I just got very secular and very humanistic, but I just couldn't imagine a spirit that could, you know, just like a lot of people, couldn't imagine a supreme being who would allow this planet to be.